policy to do.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. GPS. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for August 22nd, 2019. It is 7:03. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
And Mr. DeMichael is absent. Can everyone stand for pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is purchase orders and training reps. Mark, do you have any?
I do.
Supplemental.
Yeah, you got subs.
Oh, sorry, supplemental appropriations are first. My apologies. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the supplemental appropriations dated 8/22/2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Now we can go on to purchase orders and training requisitions.
You want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I got a training request. It's for Chief Colonius for a professional development class at the Columbus Police Academy. The date is September 10th, 2019, and the cost is $199.
Second.
Any discussion? No. Roll call.
Mr. Reds?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
I have purchase order, vendors, the treasurer, state of Ohio. It's for 12 months of leads annual fees. It's for $1,200.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's admin, and it's for First National Bank. It's for the HSA account for Nick Dominguez. Total is $1,290.32.
Second.
Discussion? No. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next, I have a purchase order requisition I'd like to make a motion for. It's the admin department again. The vendor is Amazon. It's for one stealth drop-down safe. Total amount, $499.99.
Second.
This is to get us back into compliant with being able to hold money properly. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And next one I have is make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's the service department, and it's the vendor's going to be Cardinal Asphalt Company. It's for asphalt sealing of the parking lot at the service department. Total amount, $6,000.
Second.
Discussion?
I just, thanks, Denny. Denny did all the crack sealing for that to keep the cost down.
Okay. Dang, which part of front, back, side?
Just the asphalt part.
Okay. All right.
Not the chip and sealing part. Just
okay.
Mix.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Reds?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 8/22/2019. Check number 30284 is the starting one. And ending check number is going to be 30320. Total amount, $107,103.65.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Do you want to talk about the procedure for that now, or do you want to just hold it till the end of the meeting? It doesn't matter.
Let's go ahead and talk about it now.
Okay.
So next thing we have was a procedure for accounts payable.
Okay. So there is going to be some different schedules coming up. And when I took office, and I know you guys weren't here, the accounts payable, the cutoff date was Fridays. I've been taking them through Tuesdays to try to avoid any late payments, we get bills that are due pretty quickly. But I'm not going to be able to do that anymore, because I won't be able to come up on Tuesdays anymore to do that. So the cutoff is going to be on Friday before the meeting at 4:30 PM. So what we're going to do, the mail comes in at 5:04 that day. So Pam's going to get up here, process the last minute, anything that had come in, you know, either the night before if she didn't come up, or indefinitely Friday. So we just need department heads to be here at 4:30 to sign off on what comes in those last couple of days. The rest of the procedure's going to stay the same. We still want the bills turned in as soon as they're received, receipts, things like that, because they'll be processed throughout the week then. But it's just going to be for those last minute things that come in. And hopefully that will be enough to not have to have special meetings. But in the case that if anyone sees, and please pay attention to the due dates, if there's ever a due date before the next regularly scheduled meeting, then we will have to schedule a special meeting to approve those payments. So just try to recognize that, we'll be checking for it as well. But the big thing is, like I said, if just everyone can be here right at 4:30 on that Friday before, not the Fridays in between, but just the one before the meeting. So it'll be starting with the September 5th meeting, so it'll be August 30th would be the first Friday, and then just every other from then on.
Are we going to allow somebody else to sign if there's a vacation, or?
Yeah, if there's a vacation and the department head wants to
Assign somebody?
Assign somebody, just send me an email letting me know. And again, I can't imagine if the receipts are still being submitted as they're gotten. I don't think that there's going to be a lot to do, but we just have to have them signed off before I'll pay them. So this is the best we can do, so. And hopefully, like I said, I mean, just because prior to me, this late fees were paid, and the auditor's office really cracked down on that. So, I mean, if we have to have special meetings on the weeks in between, it'll be a real short, you know, just to approve. Unfortunately, like I talked to Prosecutor Thompson when he was here, and he said that even if you have one payment, you got to do it, so. But we'll hope that this works, so. See how it goes.
One question on that.
Yes.
If we sign off, like my fuel bill, if I sign off on my fuel ticket that I get at the shop, is that good enough?
Oh, yeah.
On that Friday, do I got to come here on Friday?
Oh, no, that's why I say keep dropping those receipts like you do now. So as long as we have something like
I'm not going to go up here just to sign a statement that
No, as long as we have something that you've already signed off, like when the packing slips,
Right.
you know, anything like that. It's just going to be for anything new that hasn't been turned in with the receipt. So it's really not going to be
If it comes that Friday, it should be another 30 days for it to do anyhow, so we should be good.
If you what?
Hopefully. If it comes that Friday, usually have
No.
Couple of weeks.
That's the problem. It's not. We get bills that are due sometimes before the next meeting even. I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's
But as long as you got the bill that I sign off on, it should be good.
Correct, yes.
Gotcha.
And just we make sure we get an email out to the department heads?
We will, yes. I wanted to talk about it. I printed off calendars, because that'll show what, when the Fridays are, so if you guys want it, I don't know if that's a little bit too much information for you, but just so you remember what Fridays it is before the meeting. I'll attach that with it.
Okay.
So.
Anything else with that?
Unless anyone has any questions. Just really about, like I said, the late fees are the big thing, because we cannot pay late fees for any reason, so we just really have to watch for that, so.
All right. Next on the agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date, 8/23/2019. Total amount, $35,821.11, with $7,288.88 in withholdings.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriations dated 8/22/2019, and incorporate this 12-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And Mike, you did the appropriations already on this next one, and the next item on the agenda, I'm sorry, the reports, the monthly reports. You see that, the next item on the agenda. We did that, right? So, just so you know.
So it's all of these here?
No, not the bank rec, the bank rec does have to be, yeah. Now, you don't, we do not have to approve those at a meeting. It's just that I'd like to go on the record saying that the monthly reports were submitted, both fund status and revenue status. If you want to approve them, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve the fund status dated 8/22/2019. And that's a one-page document. And then also approve, make a motion to approve the revenue status. And that's dated 8/22/2019, and that's a six-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
On the agenda is bank reconciliation. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 7/31/2019, and it'll be posted 8/21/2019, and this is a three-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, department head comments. Elaine?
Nothing tonight.
Chief Colonius?
I just wanted to thank the service department for keeping a lot of balls in the air over at the PD with the HVAC system and the door project, and getting everything built that the HVAC contractor needed to keep the project moving. So, thank you. Tell you guys.
You're welcome. Chief Painter?
Nothing right now.
Danny?
The company did the tombstone leveling at the cemetery on Fenny Road. They was able to do 24 out of the 25 that I wanted done. They dug down 2 foot on the last one and couldn't get to the bottom of it. They didn't want to get down into something they didn't need to see. So that's all done. All the concrete work is almost done that we got approved a couple meetings ago. The HVAC system's coming along pretty good. And they started the door project today. Hopefully it'll all be done Monday. at the fire station, town hall, and police department.
Keith, any, I was going, I actually had a note to ask you about that, so should I just close out that purchase order for Pinnacle, or are we going to leave that open? Because I did know that there was.
Yeah, leave it open a little bit longer.
Okay.
I did talk them down on the price a little bit from the last.
Well, yeah, there was a good amount left, that's what, when you just said 24 or 25.
I talked them down.
That's awesome.
On it, so.
Thanks.
All right, next on the agenda is public comments. This time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time please state your name and address for the record. Second, roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, floor is open for public comment. Anyone? Bill?
Bill Orspin, 3670 Hamilton Road. Have you done anything with the phone system?
Yes, Bill, I will have something for next trustee meeting. I have the.
Just curious.
Price back as to what it's going to cost. I just want to put it in a formal statement so trustees can review everything and go from there.
Okay.
Ray?
Ray Jarrett, Poskett Road. Who's the liaison for the police department, which trustee?
That's Mark.
Okay, Mark, I'll direct this question to you. On Poskett Road, there's been an increase in truck traffic, anywhere from six-axle dump trucks, 18-wheeled vehicles, petroleum vehicles transporting. It's really increased this year. Also, the speed limit down through there is 55. When it approaches Brunswick Hills, it drops down to 45. Could we match that same speed limit?
We put that request in earlier this year again, Ray, and they denied us.
And what was the denial?
I don't recall. We had to pull and.
No, I know. I had Pat look into it.
Yeah, I'd have to pull the paperwork. I don't remember what their reason was, but it got denied.
Ray, we'll have a paperwork pulled and I'll send a copy to you.
Yeah.
So you can see.
Thank you. But Brunswick Hills had 55 also.
I think it had to do with, I don't know if it was number of cars, houses. It was something, they had a formula they used. I just don't recall exactly. But we did request it. Someone from the board, zoning appeals board asked the same thing. And we did make the request earlier this year. And as far as the trucks go, I don't believe there's anything we can do to limit them.
As long as they're under 80,000 pounds, we can't.
And the county doesn't weigh them anymore. We requested other areas, but they got rid of their scales.
As far as I know, if we put no through truck signs up, they can't force them anyhow, correct?
Very difficult to enforce. What happened, Mr. Jarrett, 18 months ago, roughly, the highway engineer decided to discontinue his mobile scale program that was funded part of the salary for that employee, for the sheriff's department. There was a deputy assigned to that. The vehicle belonged to the highway engineer. It was in excess of 230,000 miles. It was, I think it was about 250, at least might have been about 350. They really had no interest in replacing the vehicle. They weren't seeing return on investment from the enforcement efforts. So they decided to discontinue the program. That deputy is no longer employed because obviously it was funded by the engineer's office. So there, other than those weigh stations on 18 west of town, and then on 76, you know.
What's happening is a lot of the vehicles or the trucks are doing Poskett Road as a bypass. They're not using the truck routes going to Hamilton Road. And I mean, you can see the trucks are loaded to the hilt. So how do we protect our roads?
I suppose you could get somebody specially trained to detect that, but we don't have that person, nor do we have portable scales available to weigh trucks on the roads.
So any weight limits on the township roads would be null and void, basically?
That's a highway engineer issue. Again, he's not funding the program. So
but the highway,
our option would be to stop the vehicle and then require it to go to a weigh station outside of our jurisdiction. And if I had enough police officers to do that, I'd be happy to do it. I just don't. I got enough to do staying inside the township.
So basically, we can't control the weights on our township roads, and we can't.
Not as currently constructed.
The speed limit, especially on that, on that.
Speed limit is much easier, but I can't alter the speed limit as you've requested.
Thank you.
Ray, we can put another request in maybe beginning of the year and see if they'll look at increased truck traffic might help us lower the speed limit, but I can't say for sure. We can go that route to at least try to get that started and then look to see if there's any other options.
Okay, thank you.
The problem is, I've talked to some of these drivers, you know, and it's your GPS.
Right, and that's what they said.
I mean, I pulled up next to them and said, you know, why are you on this road? That's what I get. This is where my GPS goes. So that's why they're going that way.
I want
you. People do not know, I read a map, you know that.
Well, if you're a truck driver, you should know the truck routes in that area.
Have you seen some of them?
But these trucks, I mean, especially the six axle, I mean, they're loaded to the hilt, so I'm guessing they're probably overweight.
Well, you say they're loaded to the hilt, there again, they're not gonna leave them out of the stone yards. They won't leave them out of the stone yard overweight.
This is.
They used to.
This is dirt, so they're above the cheater boards. So that puts them right there at that limit above.
Maybe if you take note, Ray, I know it's difficult, but of the companies, and we can write some letters to those companies and request. Might, you know, them being good neighbors might be willing to oblige, might be the best way to go in the short term.
Well, first off, I'd like to see the report why the speed limit was, you know, not.
We'll get you that.
The next community.
Yep, we'll get you that.
Start right there.
Jimmy?
Jim Trainer, 4004 Remsen Road. Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys something. I had heard a rumor that the police department was thinking about changing their, going from the 10-hour shifts down to the 8-hour shifts. You know, I was a policeman for 38 years, and I remember when we went to the 10-hour shifts and permanent shifts, that it was very beneficial for the policeman's well-being to go to those shifts, and that also it help the city and or the town save money by eliminating overtime, and it also it helped with the overlapping of hours to be able to have the policeman there at helping in the busy times. I'm just wondering is that a done deal here, or because every study I've ever read and every study that has been done is that the 10-hour shifts are much better than the 8-hour shifts all the way around. So that's what I like.
I'll let Chief Colonius address it, but I mean, you did work for City of Cleveland, which is a lot different than a
sure.
small department like ours.
Yeah, Mr. Trainer, your points are well taken. I think.
I know you're a good guy, Chief.
I think, well, I never thought
about anything else.
And you
stick up for your guys.
So here's the deal. Your points are well taken. Longer shift lengths do tend to be better for the officers. Mm-hmm. However, what the other side of that is, I have limited resources with which to cover the township. And an 8-hour shift schedule makes it easier to cover the hours I need to cover for the community. And so my job is to balance what's good for the men and women that work for me and what's good for the men and women I serve. The choice I made was to cut that hour, that extra day off down, which I would dispute the savings in overtime because you're adding an extra day off, which means an extra day overtime for court and other things. But so the balance act I had to come up with is, which is better, serving the community, which I pledged to do, or making sure that people have an extra day off in the week?
Well, is it because you're short of personnel or you don't have enough personnel? Because
I don't have enough personnel for a 10-person schedule. It takes more people to successfully do a 10-hour schedule than an 8-hour schedule.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, before some time ago, the police department was authorized to hire more people. And is there money in the budget to hire more people?
Currently for this year, no. But we're looking at ways to increase it.
So there's not enough money?
We hired one full-time.
I thought they were going to hire two at the time. I guess I could ask the clerk, is there money in our accounts to?
Well, there is. There's money for this year. The issue being that we have to remember the safety service levy is set to expire after 5 years.
Uh-huh.
We've got 3 years left, I think, 2.5 years after this year. So we do have to look, we have to forecast out.
So if you had more, if you had more guys, you'd be able to stay with the 10-hour shift?
Potentially.
And we have...
Because, you know, quality of life means a lot for the policeman, you know what I mean? I spent a long time as a policeman.
We did...
That was probably one of the best things that came down the pipe for a decade for patrolmen.
We did opt, last meeting, to put money in, away for capital improvements, which has never been done. Some things that we've never done before that we need to do. You can't just put it all out there, then, you know, if a guy goes to retire and you have to pay him out, where's the money come from? If you have to replace cars, where's the money come from? So we're looking at it, and we're looking at what we need to do to get up to the numbers we need. But at this year, we have no plans on hiring anyone at this time.
And so this is a done deal? And when will it start?
At September.
It'll start in September?
Yeah, it's not necessarily permanent, but for the next 4 months, it's 8 hours.
So you'll revisit it if you were able to get more people and more personnel?
I'm always willing to improve.
Like I said, because it was the best thing that ever came down the pipe for patrolmen to have those extra days off. Especially in this, you know, this day and age where there's a lot of anti-police stuff out there, you know, the pressure on the policemen. And I think that having more time to be able to spend with their families and be able to have time off is well needed and well deserved by them. So any way you could help get back to those 10 hours, I think. Because I can't believe your guys are for it. I can't believe the patrolmen would be for it.
Well, you can ask them.
Because most of the, like I said, when we went to it in Cleveland, it was like, I can't tell you, it was like a 90-some percent vote that for to go to the 10-hour shifts. So, all right, well, thank you.
Anyone else? Nope. This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time public comment is closed. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Take me back there. I think all these ones are good to go.
Other than 27.
Yeah, we still can't do this. I did reach out to the prosecutor's office to see if we can do something similar to when there's the two trustees new coming in, if we can do some sort of certification like that. But until they get back to me, we're just at a standstill with that. So actually, I would like to explain that a little bit more.
Okay.
We tried to approve these minutes actually at the last meeting, the June 27th. And when, I believe it was, Mike, was that?
Mr. DeMichael and Mr. Raz were in attendance.
Right, so Mike had not been here, so he couldn't vote on the meeting minutes. And with Ken not being here, there wasn't enough. There had only been one vote. We need at least two. So we're kind of at a standstill with certain things that either in the case like that or even things that the chairperson has to do that only the chairperson can do. So there's certain things we're not going to be able to get done. I'm looking for a way around it. But for now, we did put the June 27th minutes up on the website with, you know, the word draft next to them. But if you see that, that's why, and that's what we'll have to do. I'm not sure. I don't think there were any.
No, all the other ones are fine.
I think we can approve the
other
ones. But yeah, if you see draft in there, that's why. So.
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 27th, 2019 special meeting.
Come on, guys.
Because we have that one that's not.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 11, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
So which one couldn't you do, Mike?
It's the 27th.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 25th, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is liquor license transfer request. Elaine, you want to explain this?
Is Pat here?
Yeah.
Well, if Pat wants to say anything, I guess better.
State your name and address for the record.
Pat Potopsky, 3691 Thomas Lincoln Parkway. This is just the original part of the application. Like you see on the second page, you're still going to get a letter from the Division of Liquor where it's the next step of the original process.
Okay.
Where you can reject or deny the concept or the license. So this is just the first part of the application.
Liquor license, can I ask where you got, where transferring from?
It's right on the first page, but it's from Rustic Hills.
Rustic Hills Golf Course.
I did talk to Mike Lyons, and he said that as long as you guys don't have a problem, that go ahead and sign it.
Okay.
The transfer.
And it's actually fiscal officer that will sign it. Do we need to make a motion?
I would.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the liquor license transfer request for Patrick Potopsky.
Correct.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is discussion on moving the September 19th trustee meeting date. On that date, there's the Medina County Engineers having their annual meeting along with the township, county township meeting. Something in the past the trustees have gone to and the fiscal officer. Is it something you want to do still?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we want to move it before or after? Before, it's going to be tough because...
April's high, that's the...
The only trouble before is there's BZA. Nick, can you lift that up for a minute? BZA's the day before, on Wednesday. We won't know if there's anything on the agenda.
Well, okay, so this is where we'll run into issues. If we do it before, I should have payroll done.
Okay.
By Wednesday. However, that's banking on that there's not issues.
Okay.
If we move it after...
Do we want to do a little bit later on that Thursday?
Chance.
And do it after? Usually we're not there until...
They did say...
Usually we're by...
8 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, I think that might, I mean, even if we did a short, you know, just to approve payroll, accounts payable, and then what, just whatever business has to happen, we could just try to keep it to a not 4-hour meeting. Yeah, I think that would be best for payroll purposes, just to keep us on that schedule of getting...
What time do you want to say, Mark?
15:30, I mean, let's say...
8:30.
I won't be around, so...
Oh, you're not going to go, okay. Yeah, it was done like 10 minutes to 8 last year. But I would say by the time we get back here, I mean...
8:30, 8:45?
8:30.
Yeah, 8:30.
Okay.
On which day?
The 19th.
19th.
Same day, we'll just make it later.
I mean, you could always make it 8:15 and...
Well, we'll just make it 8:30, that way it's... So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to move our September 19th, 2019 regular trustee meeting to a start of 8:30 p.m. on that date.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And then, Nick, can you make sure that we
advertise,
get that to the paper, and that look a change? on the agenda is discussion of a 60-day medical benefits waiting period for new trustees.
Yes. And I have stuff. So, this was what we had done in the beginning of the year when we passed the resolution to change the probation period.
Right.
And then also, but then also have the go from zero to a 60-day elimination period for the benefits. Mark Herwick, you know, insurance broker for Medical Mutual, had sent out a letter back in July asking for a signature. Medical Mutual wants specification on who is on that 60-day wait and who is not. Obviously, the bargaining unit is not.
Correct.
They follow their own contract. But at that time, Medical Mutual was putting everybody else on that 60-day wait, including elected officials, which you have to follow the Ohio Revised Code with benefits that the elected officials take. So I had reached out to Mike Lyons, and it's just been taken a while back and forth. But he did respond today, and he did say that this does apply only to newly hired full-time employees, minus the bargaining unit. Does not apply to elected officials of the township. We can put this in the, you know, we'll put this in the minutes. So he did say, the other thing was that normally our chairperson would sign the letter, and I asked him what to do about that, and he said that it would be okay for me to sign it. You guys just would make a motion to have me sign the letter, and then we can get it off to Medical Mutual, and then they'll actually enforce the 60 days. Now, this had just been a problem with Nick. They didn't want to make the change because they didn't have this,
right.
But they also didn't ask for this back in January when we did this. So, but it's, I mean, it's fixed now. So as long as you guys want me to sign the letter,
okay.
If that's what you still intend to do,
no.
Do you want me to read it aloud? Or
yeah, go ahead. Just so.
Okay, so it's dated July 25th, 2019 to Medical Mutual of Ohio regarding group number 906270, waiting period change request. Dear Madam or Sir, Medina Township passed a resolution on January 3rd, 2019 to adjust the waiting period for newly hired non-bargaining unit employees. Please see attached meeting minutes. We are requesting that as of 8/1/2019, the following changes be enacted. 1. Police officers and law enforcement employees, 0-day waiting period. 2. Elected trustees and fiscal officers, 0-day waiting period. 3. All other employees, road department, maintenance, administrative, zoning, and general labor, 60-day waiting period from date of hire. When enrolling a new employee, Medina Township will communicate to the enrollment department at Medical Mutual of Ohio the occupational class as indicated above and the waiting period to be applied to this employee. Please confirm with me that this change has been made in writing. Your cooperation would be appreciated. Thank you. Sincerely, Angela Ventura, Medina Township Fiscal Officer.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion then to allow the fiscal officer to sign the letter to Medical Mutual in regards to the 60-day medical benefits waiting period.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Reyes?
Aye.
Mark, do you have anything?
I don't.
I have two things I'd like to bring up before we close the meeting. One of it was in regards to Bike Medina County. We got a letter back from Beth, who's Bike Medina County president, just thanking us for putting the bike signs up. We're one of a handful of townships that have already put the signs up. I know she's waiting on some more to put their allotment of signs. So she says thank you for putting them up. And then the second thing was, a couple meetings ago, we had somebody in the audience bring up a traffic study on Route 3 in regards to, I believe it was Remsen and Route 3. And they said, at that time, we got a thing back saying that when they went through and redid Route 3, they did their traffic study. At that time, it didn't warrant a traffic light or any other system up there. So then they also asked in that conversation in regards to looking at South Weymouth and Route 3. We did reach out to them to find out if we can get a study done on that, and we got a letter back saying that they did their study, and at this time they feel that no signal is warranted for that location. They've only had 3 recorded crashes in the past 5-year span. So based on that and the typical hourly for, let's see, projected annual daily traffic on South Weymouth was under 1,000 vehicles, 995 vehicles is what they're stating. So at this time, they won't put anything up. They feel that, in regards to this letter, that if they did put something up, it would hinder the flow of traffic on Route 3 and cause more of a headache and congestion over there than allowing the traffic to run freely like it does now. So that's just to give everybody an update that we did reach out to find out about getting traffic light or something up there too, so.
Is that from ODOT, that letter?
This was from ODOT, correct. It was dated August 12th, 2019. Anything else?
To add on to that, Mike, on to that Route 3.
Yep.
I've had a lot of questions about what all the stakes are for and all the paint marks on Route 3 about, they're going to pave it from Fenn Road all the way to Two Limits this year, and then skip 2.5 miles between Fenn Road and 606 to 603, Route 3 from 606 to Boston, and then come back and do between 606 and Fenn. That's more or less going to be a more of a full reclamation in between that area.
And when are they planning on doing this?
That's probably next year, the rest is what they told me, so. This other part is this year, yeah.
This part here.
From Fenn Road to City Limits is going to be this year. They're going to grind it down and put another 1.5 layer back on it.
Is this before or after you get Hood Road opened up so we can have to drive into City to get back to, back to?
City to get back.
Sure you do. You're going to shut down 3?
Let me give you a map.
I have a map. I made those maps.
Make sure you speed too.
Come on.
That's all I have.
All right.
And then there was a lot of questions about that, though, what was going on.
Okay. Chief, I do have one more question for Chief Painter. In regards to the house fire that you guys had on Crimson King.
Right.
Do you have the numbers as to your response time or anything like that? I know some people have reached out to me saying it kind of took a while, but based on numbers I had looked at, you guys were well within your, the limit. I think it was 7 minutes for a duty officer, and I think 13 minutes for the first arriving engine.
We actually had them pull the audio tapes, because sometimes they push the button through that. So the latter one was on scene in 11 minutes, and the first unit was on scene in 7 minutes. Now, there was a large delay. They tried to self-extinguish it before they even called in. It was well into the roof before we even got the call. And the other thing I just found out today, there was 3 to 4 minutes, most residents don't probably realize, when you dial 911, it goes to PSAP at the sheriff's office. They get their information, they have to transfer it back to city dispatch. There was 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, that was one of the people that reached out to me, said, hey, we had a, they said we had a transfer to, and I said, did you call from your cell phone? And I said, yes. I said, that was, that's the reason why, so.
Right. Yeah, so we analyzed it a lot, and even like latter one, you know, by the time you take your 4-minute drive time, big truck, and then 7 minutes to get four guys from home to the station was pretty good, I thought, so.
Okay.
But there was a large delay when they tried to, before they noticed it self-extinguished, it was actually into the roof before, you know, anyone got notified.
Thank you, Chief.
I have a question. So anytime anyone calls 911 from their cell phone, it's going to be?
Yes, that's, yeah, that's.
Goes right to the SO.
Wow. There's no way we could change that, huh?
Nope, that's the way it works. That's why if you have younger kids, I always recommend having a landline still, because it goes right to dispatch.
Or program, city dispatch, under your phone. And say in the Cogga County, you could be out in North Royalton, and it's going all the way down to Cleveland, they're trying to figure out where you are.
Right, a lot of times they'll ask you where you're at, so they kind of decide which person or which dispatch center is supposed to get that call. So, anything else? Nope. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, 7:47 PM.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys.